Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of SEALSQ Corp, ticker LAES, a player in the semiconductor space that's been making some intriguing moves lately. If you're curious about whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. SEALSQ Corp is a company focused on developing and selling semiconductor chips for both private and public sectors. They're carving out a niche in areas like post-quantum cryptography and secure elements, which are becoming increasingly critical in today's tech landscape. Based in Switzerland and a subsidiary of WISeKey International Holding AG, SEALSQ is a relatively new player, incorporated in 2022, but they're already positioning themselves in high-growth areas. So let's unpack what they're all about and whether their story matches the hype. Now let's talk a bit more about who SEALSQ is. Their business revolves around semiconductors and smart card reader chips, with a heavy emphasis on secure solutions for industries like IoT, blockchain, and digital transactions. They're not just another chip maker. They're targeting cutting-edge tech with things like quantum-resistant chips and secure SoCs. With only 67 full-time employees, they're lean, but their focus on niche, high-demand areas could be a game-changer. Headquartered in Cointrin, Switzerland, and led by CEO Carlos Kroos Moreira, they're part of the broader technology sector, specifically in the semiconductor industry. That's a competitive space, but also one with massive growth potential. So, let's see if their financials back up their ambitious vision. Moving on to revenue, let's break down how SEALSQ is making its money. For the full year 2024, they reported total revenue of about $10.98 million, a significant drop from $36 million in 2023. Digging into the segments, their semiconductor business brought in $7.25 million in 2024, which is the bulk of their income, with a smaller corporate segment contributing $611,000. Unfortunately, we don't have a detailed geographic breakdown, but it's clear their core business is semiconductors, and that's where their revenue story lives. The decline year over year raises some red flags, though. Is this a temporary hiccup or a sign of deeper challenges? We'll explore that as we go. Let's shift gears to their earnings performance, because this is where things get a bit rocky. For 2024, SEALSQ reported a net loss of $21.2 million, translating to an earnings per share of negative 68 cents. Compare that to 2023, where they had a net loss of $3.27 million, or negative 21 per share. That's a steep decline, and it's clear profitability is a major issue right now. Their gross profit for 2024 was $373 million, down from $14.05 million in 2023, showing that margins are under pressure too. Operating income was a loss of $17.19 million in 2024, compared to a loss of $4.14 million the prior year. These numbers suggest they're burning through cash to grow, but the results aren't there yet. Investors need to weigh if this is a short-term pain for long-term gain or a sign of trouble. Now, let's take a closer look at their financial health through their balance sheet and cash flow statements. As of the end of 2024, SEALSQ had a strong cash position of $84.62 million, up significantly from $6.9 million in 2023. Total assets stood at $97.57 million, with total liabilities at $19.7 million, giving them a solid equity base of $77.86 million. Their current ratio is an impressive 7.38, showing they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. However, their debt-to-equity ratio is low at 0.05, which is great, but their return on equity is negative at 0.36, reflecting those ongoing losses. Looking at cash flow, they had a negative operating cash flow of $11.2 million in 2024, and free cash flow was even worse at negative 11.78 cents million. Despite that, financing activities brought in $89.48 million, likely from raising capital, which explains the cash pile. They're not generating cash internally yet, but they've got a cushion to work with. The question is, how long can they sustain this? All right, let's talk valuation. At a current price of 3.40 cents per share, SEALSQ has a market cap of roughly $471.69 million, Their price-to-sales ratio is sky-high at 25.4, which tells me the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. But with a price-to-earnings ratio that's negative at 98.11 due to those losses, it's hard to justify the valuation based on current profitability. Their enterprise value is around $206.82 million, factoring in their cash and minimal debt. Compared to the semiconductor industry average PE of 138.45, SEALSQ isn't even in the same conversation right now because they're not profitable. For me, this valuation looks speculative. Investors are betting on their quantum and security tech paying off big time down the road, but without earnings to back it up, it's a risky play. Let's break down SEALSQ through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their focus on post-quantum cryptography and secure semiconductor solutions positions them in a high-growth, future-proof niche. Their strong cash position of over $84 million and virtually no debt gives them flexibility to invest and grow. On the flip side, their weaknesses are glaring: consistent net losses, with 2024 showing a $21 million deficit, and declining revenue year over year signal operational challenges. Opportunities are exciting, though. The push for quantum-resistant tech and secure digital infrastructure globally could be a massive tailwind, especially with their recent moves like expanding their quantum fund to $200 million and potential acquisitions like Mirax. But threats loom large. Competition in the semiconductor space is fierce, and if they can't turn profitable soon, they risk losing investor confidence. Plus, their small size makes them vulnerable to market shifts. Overall, it's a high-risk, high-reward setup. Now let's check out their recent stock performance. Over the past week, LAS is up 2.6%, which is a nice little bump, but zoom out to the past month and it's down 12.03%. Over 6 months, though, they've gained an impressive 52.51%, showing some serious momentum at times. However, the one-year return is only 5.9%, and over 5 years, they're down a brutal 63.63%. That volatility, combined with a beta of 4.98, means this stock is not for the faint of heart. It moves way more than the market. Looking at the chart, there's potential for short-term moves if they can capitalize on positive news like their quantum initiatives, but the long-term trend needs a lot of work. For now, it's more of a speculative play than a stable hold. Let's wrap up the analysis by digging into their intrinsic value to see if the current price makes sense. Given SEALSQ's early stage, heavy losses, and speculative nature, traditional discounted cash flow models are tricky to apply here. They're not generating positive cash flow, and their future earnings are highly uncertain. Instead, I'm looking at their asset base and growth potential. With total assets of $97.57 million and a strong cash reserve, there's some underlying value, but much of their market cap of $471 million seems tied to future expectations around quantum tech and semiconductor demand. So what's the takeaway? Without reliable cash flows to project, I'd say the intrinsic value is likely far below the current market price. The stock feels overvalued based on fundamentals alone. Investors are clearly pricing in a lot of hope for SEALSQ's tech to disrupt the market. If they can execute on their quantum and security solutions, there could be upside, but right now, it's more of a gamble than a calculated investment. All right, folks, let's tie this all together. SEALSQ Corp is a fascinating company with a foot in the future of tech. Quantum-resistant chips and secure semiconductors are areas with huge potential. But the reality is, they're bleeding money, revenue is down, and their valuation feels detached from current performance. If you're a risk-tolerant investor who believes in their vision, there might be something here, especially with their strong cash position giving them room to maneuver. For me, though, I'd need to see progress toward profitability before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish on SEALSQ, or are the red flags too big to ignore? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next one.